Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
It is SC Wild. Major Billy Downer is in the house, and Major, We've got a call for help, I guess, is the first thing. Get community involvement here through DNR.
Sure. So everybody's probably been following the story of the two missing Florida anglers who went out this past weekend and have not returned. It's for folks who are regulars off the shore of South Carolina, they understand that, you know, the Gulf Stream is, you know, maybe 45 miles off of South Carolina. But if you're fishing in Florida from St. Augustine, it's not that far to be in South Carolina. So the search has widened to our state, and our department has committed assets and man hours to the multi-agency search and multi-state search being coordinated by the United States Coast Guard. Today, one of our aircraft, our P-68 Vulcan Air, which is an observer aircraft that's made for offshore missions, it went out and it basically searched a 50-square-mile area from Charleston to the Savannah River, just looking for any signs from that boat. So there were some early signs in Georgia that they may have found some wreckage. It's not the right boat, I don't think. But anyway, the search will continue, and we'll be a part of that, continue to help. We'll intensify where we need to with more boats and additional flights necessary in varying parts of our state. Because, again, you know, you think these guys went out in Florida. Why are we looking at South Carolina? Well, the Gulf Stream runs up and down the coast, up the coast, and if they're free-floating, they could be in our state very quickly.
And unfortunately, we've seen this before.
Matter of days, they can be in our state. If they're floating on a boat, engines killed, or the boat's over there on the keel, whatever, that boat will float, or they can float up that the Gulf Stream pretty quickly to our state within a matter of days, a day or two.
And what's the best way to keep up with this story?
So, I mean, you know, following the news, of course, but basically – the alert's out. The Coast Guard, they're looking multi-state from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and we'll be continuing to help with that search in the days to come.
Yep, there you go. Also, something we wanted to talk about tonight here on SC Wild is the public ranges, which a lot of people may not know about. You may, and also hunter education opportunities. So
sure.
People may not know there's probably a range near you can get to.
Yep, so deer seasons, you know, here in a lot of our county, we keep talking about deer season. Deer season's coming around the corner for a larger portion of the state coming up September 1st. And folks are out there sighting their deer rifles in and looking for a place. You know, growing up, you went out in the back of a field somewhere and you shot at a target at the back of a field in the woods. And there's much safer places to do that. DNR basically receives, every year we receive federal Pittman-Robertson dollars. That's from the 1937 Pittman-Robertson Act, also known as the Wildlife Restoration Act. People are familiar with the fact that we receive hunter education funding to provide hunter education courses for free throughout the state. What you may not know is we also receive money to support public shooting opportunity. And that's important because the money for Pittman-Robertson comes from the sale, excise tax on the sale of ammunition, firearms, and archery equipment. So basically we're tasked and charged with providing public opportunity for shooting, safe areas, of course. So DNR has basically six ranges in the state, four manned ranges and two unmanned ranges. Our manned ranges start in the Pickens area, Pickens Range in Liberty, South Carolina, and the James O. Thomason Range in Pauline area of Spartanburg. That's our two oldest ranges. They've been open for nearly 30 years. They have a 100-yard range at the Pickens Range is a 100-yard range, a rifle range, and a 25-yard pistol range. The Pauline Range, which is also in the state park up there, it has a 200-yard rifle range, a 100-yard rifle range, and a 25-yard pistol range. So different about the Spartanburg Range, the James O. Thomason Range, it is a tube range, which means it is set up, you shoot through 48-inch concrete culverts. It's a little bit different. Magnifies the sound a little bit, but it protects your shot as far as folks shooting. It makes sure you're shooting at the target. Tube ranges are very safe from the standpoint you're shooting through a tube. There's no way that's in an earth environment in front of you, so that all you can see is down that tube to your target. So it keeps the bullet in the trajectory it should be. So the premise behind all of our ranges is we're trying to provide a safe area for folks to shoot, an area that people can shoot and bullets not leave the range. So it creates an unsafe condition there. Most of our ranges are in unpopulated areas, but we try to place them near large centers, population centers, so people have an opportunity to go to a range very close to them. So, again, Pickens Range up there, the Pauline, the James O. Thompson Range in Pauline, two of our very popular ranges, been around 30 years. One of the newer ranges we've put in is the Twin Ponds Range down in Allendale. That's in Charleston County. That's been extremely popular, been open almost 2 years now. We did that in conjunction with U.S. Forest Service, worked with them to shut down the Twin Ponds Range, which basically had a little small 8-foot berm and about 8 or 9 stations for a rifle positions there and an old shed, shooting shed. We took that, completely redid it, added a 25-yard pistol range with a 20-foot back berm, a 100-yard rifle range with a 20-foot back berm and 8-foot side berm for safety. And that range now has 18 pistol opportunities and 16 rifle opportunities. So tremendously expanded that area at Allendale, a very popular range. Seen a lot of folks there, at least somewhere around 50 a day there. So a very popular range. The weekends are busy there. So that was a great move for us. Of course, near Charleston, big population center again. Blocks of folks wanting to be able to go out and shoot their rifles. At 30-minute ride, they're at the Twin Ponds Range, so good range there. The other range we opened up more recently is our Watery Range here in Richland County. That's in Lower Richland down toward Eastover off 378. Most folks may remember this range. You may have passed it going to Clemson, Carolina games over the years. If you were coming up 378, it was on the right going toward Sumter. It's on the left. That was known way back as the Indigo Gun Club. The DNR was able to purchase that from some private folks were willing to sell that. And it offers shotgun opportunities, which is really cool for us because we don't have a lot of ranges that offer shotgun opportunities like skeet, trap, sporting clays, and a 5-stand, which it has all of those. Tremendous there. And that's a lot of fun for folks there. Our youth programs have really responded to that. They have a lot of folks are coming from an hour and a half away to practice for our youth teams at that part of the facility. But more importantly, in the last 2 months, we opened up the rifle and pistol range there at Watery. Again, 100-yard rifle range, 25-yard pistol range, and that is now open and free to the public. That is open right off of Garner's Ferry Road there, and it's, again, in Lower Richland area. And it's open. All of our ranges are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Now, people sometimes go, why 9 to 5? Well, that's the time we set. We try to be good neighbors to the folks around us, not to shoot too late till it gets dark. Once it starts getting dark, daylight savings time comes in. It's getting dark anyway, past 5 o'clock. So we're shooting from 9 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, those 2 dates. A lot of times because of agreements we've made with local folks around the ranges, Mondays is a downtime so we can do maintenance on the ranges and any training that may need to be done for law enforcement on that one day. But these ranges are open again Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. They're free. Doesn't cost you a penny to go out to a rifle pistol range that DNR owns, a man range, very quality, safe shooting experience. All these man ranges have a safety officer there. Safety officers there to make sure that that folks are maintaining safety, following the rules. And then, we have shotgun opportunities at a few of the ranges. Pauline up there, Spartanburg, and then over at the Pickens Range, limited shotgun opportunity there. Watery, of course, very expanded shotgun opportunity. We do charge $5 for 25 clays. That's just to cover the cost of the clays for clay target shooting at Watery. That's the only charge that's there.
Great service there put on by DNR. And you know what? It sounds like a great place, Major Downer. By the way, we can take calls 888-898-2525 if you got some questions about the ongoing hunting seasons with Major Billy Downer. Sounds like a great place to take advantage. New gun, new style of hunting you want to pick up, anything like that. Or maybe young hunters. Good place to take your son, nephew.
Absolutely.
Get them into it.
We have so many people that come out to our ranges and they're a little bit, they're not sure what to expect. Our range officer's there, again, to kind of make sure that folks have a safe shooting experience, that people have fairness there so they can shoot fairly, safely. People don't hog the range all day. We try to rotate. So basically, that's where we are. You know, again, young people, dads want to take fathers, daughters out there to shoot. Our ranges provide that opportunity to do that, safe environment. You know, range is going to be loud. You're not going to get away from the noise. There's gunfire going off, so it's going to be loud. But you can man a position and know you've got a safe environment to do that. That's important. Again, watery is a tremendous opportunity, though, from a standpoint of shotgun opportunities. We've got that sporting clays course there. Basically, you can shoot 50 targets for $10. That's what that costs. And that includes the 80-foot Boyd Tower. That's pretty cool. It's a 100-foot tower, but we have an 80-foot presentation with clays there. Really cool. Gives people opportunity to really challenge themselves on their shooting and their shot. So, again, watery range, tremendous opportunity for a lot of folks locally here in the Midlands. Again, the watery pistol rifle range is now open. That provides tremendous opportunity as well.
And I was going to say, if you don't know where the closest one is to you, dnr.sc.gov. Got right. All that information for you.
Go to dnr.sc.gov. Go to Hunter Education page for shooting ranges. You'll see the public range page. It lets you know all the public ranges, including the U.S. Forest Service ranges that are not manned, but they are open to the public as well. We do have two unmanned ranges as well. Those two ranges offer rifle and pistol opportunities as well. One is in Lawrence County next to the Newberry County line, and that's at the Belfast Range. The other is at Palachicola Range, which is in Hampton County, just adjacent to the Webb Center down there. People are familiar with in Hampton County. These ranges are very remote. We don't see near the amount of traffic there at those ranges, so we don't have to man those so far. If we start seeing increased traffic, we may man those one day. But right now, they don't see a lot of traffic during the week. Now, the unmanned ranges have different times they're open. Sometimes they're open on Sundays. You need to check the website out for that to find out when they're open. But the main thing when you come out to a range is to understand the range safety rules. All of our ranges now have posted range safety rules out there. Before you visit the range, make sure you pay attention to the range safety rules that are posted on our website as well. You can go to dnr.sc.gov and look up the range rules, and it'll give you the range rules. And you want to preview that and review those. They're basically very simple. Keep your firearm unloaded and cased. When you come to any of our ranges, we expect you to have the firearm unloaded. Have it in a case. Take it to your shooting position, cased up. Unzip it and remove it from the case there. Then you can load when you're safely on the firing line with the barrel pointed down range. Now, so many people don't understand that. They come up with a rifle. They've gone to some of these other public ranges, and they bring their rifle in there. You got the action closed. The range master can't see if it's unloaded or not. So they're going to immediately stop you and ask you, you know, to unload the rifle or open the action up so they can see it's unloaded. They're going to remind you that if you've never been here before, understand you make sure that the gun's unloaded and cased. We have signage going in and out of our ranges to remind you to make sure your guns are unloaded and cased. That's pistols and rifles and the like, either way. But there's simple rules like that. Keep your firearm pointed in a safe direction at all times. Some of the basic commandments of firearm safety. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. We have other rules like closed-toed shoes in the rifle range, of course, because hot brass can burn your feet. So we don't want people wearing flip-flops. You got to have a shirt, shorts, you know, shoes, closed-toed shoes on to protect your feet. But simple common sense rules, again, to make sure that folks can have a safe and enjoyable experience.
You can find all that dnr.sc.gov. Our number, 888-898-2525. We're going to get into dove season in just a minute in our final segment. How's deer season going?
Deer season's going fine. You know, deer season, again, fixing to open up. Before our next show, deer season will be in full swing, and dove season will be in full swing in another dove season across the state, deer season in game zones, another major game zone across the state, game zone 4, will be open again. So that's going to open up a lot larger portion of the state again. So game zones 3 and 4 will then be open, and that'll be most of the state. Game zones 1 and 2 will follow shortly thereafter.
There you go. So if you've got questions for Major Billy Downer, what's happening with your natural resources right now, hunting season, all those ranges, got a question about those, gun safety, hit us up now, 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild. Final segment, we'll talk dove season when we come back on the Sports Talk Radio Network. Hey, it's SC Wild. We've got Major Billy Downer here with us answering your questions. 888-898-2525. We were talking about some of the public ranges offered by SCDNR. You can find those at dnr.sc.gov if you missed that last segment. And Major Downer, I asked about deer season briefly, dove season. So
at least we're not talking about alligators.
Yeah, if Phil were here, we'd be talking about alligators.
I hope Phil's listening, because I hope he's relishing in the moment that he has not had the opportunity to jab me with yet another alligator horror story.
He's always got a story.
He has filled me with text for the last 2 weeks, more pictures of alligators and different things, from a guy with a pet alligator holding it in his arms over his shoulder, something weird.
Well,
it's,
you know,
always
what? Here we go.
Alligators.
Right before we get back into dove season, what is it? What is the 30 seconds of alligator safety for those of us that live in South Carolina?
Here we go. Stop, don't touch it, get an adult. There you go. Stop, don't touch it, get an adult.
Same
pretty
way
much works. Alligator, snakes, it works the whole nine yards.
Same way you treat a hot stove
absolutely. Stop, don't touch it, get an adult. Exactly. You know, alligators are a part of our landscape. We talk about it. When Phil brings it up, we always talk about that. Alligator numbers have increased, of course, across our state. They are a part of our landscape. They are part of our river system and our swamps. You know, they're below the 20, basically I-20 dividing line of the state. The fall line of state, they're below that, or to the east, if you will, in our state. So, you know, they're out there. Just be aware. You know, you don't want to go swim next to alligators. I mean, you know, that's not smart to do either. Alligators aren't out to eat people like crocodiles you see in Africa. However, we've had an increase in alligator-human encounters where alligators are biting folks, and those never end well. That's not a good story. We don't want to promote, you know, not say, you know, alligator's not wrong here, but they're an animal with a very small brain that tells them to eat or reproduce. That's what they think about. They don't have a whole lot of reasoning power there. So a lot of times these bites happen when they are startled at dark, or unaware and didn't know you were there. That's how they react. Just like snake. Basically the same way snake bites happen a lot of times from being startled. But anyway, again, just be aware. Know where your alligators are. If you have problems with alligators, again, larger alligators, 8-9 feet, that keep hanging out around docks, you can always call our DNR radio room, 1-800-922-5431, to report alligators. That's 1-800-922-5431. But let's talk about dove season before we end up tonight. We have talked about dove season before here on the show. Just want to remind folks here, because Labor Day weekend's coming. Now, that's our first opener for dove season this year. Is September 2nd. The biggest change this year, first season for folks to remember, just want to keep reminding folks, this year, September 2nd to September 7th is afternoons only. That's going to cover from Labor Day to the following Saturday. You may only hunt in the afternoon. That's 12 o'clock on until sunset. So that is the rule for the first basically 6 days of the season. Again, dove hunting is one of our most popular seasons in the state. Couple rules to remember. The limit for this year is 15. State hunting license is required, as well as the free Harvest Information Program permit. The HIP permit, as people call that. If you have a lifetime license, you are required to go get a HIP permit. You can go to any of the local license vendors to pick up that free Harvest Information Program permit. You have to answer a few questions. Going to ask you how many doves you shot last year. How many geese, ducks, things of that nature. Answer that, and they'll give you the free HIP permit. Again, your gun must be properly plugged. It has to be incapable of holding more than 3 shells. Cannot hold more than 3 shells. Shooting times are 1.5 hours before sunrise until sunset, and that's going to be from September the 8th on. The first season ends October the 12th. So shooting times, again, 1/2 hour before sunrise until sunset, for September 8th through October 12th. September 2nd to the 7th, the first week, coming up here in just about a week and a half, afternoons only. Again, 42 public fields available across the state, the DNR plants, as well as 7 adult youth fields that will be open that Saturday, the first Saturday, the 7th. Look for those fields in your rules and regulations at a local vendor or online at DNR website at dnr.sc.gov.
There you go. Thank you to Major Billy Downer. Follow all this great information at SCDNR on Twitter.